Porter.
Joyce Still.
Here.
David Happ. Cheryl Hanley Maxwell. Mike Smith.
Here.
Deb Ruch.
Here. I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved. Do we have any citizen input or public participation today? Okay, President's comments, none today. We have a lot of action to take, so I have nothing in particular to do in addition to that today. Okay, the board meeting minutes are presented on pages 3 to 5. Those are minutes from the April 25th meeting. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Right. All in favor of approving the minutes as presented?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. They are approved. Financial information is on page 6. A copy of the claims report is included. I'd like to make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The claims report is approved as presented. Is there any discussion from the board today that anybody like to bring up before we move on? Okay, new business item B is staff recommendations for FY 2019 IDDD program funding. That begins on page 7, goes through page 37. Actually, right, the meat of that, the bulk of that, that begins on page 7 is the agency responses to board questions. And then following that on page 29, we actually get to our funding decision information. Does anybody have any questions or comments about the agency's responses?
I'd like to thank people for the careful consideration they gave in their responses.
So I guess, Lynn, that we begin on page 29. Is that correct?
We did. This is the first year in a while, at least, that we've organized the recommendations in a different way. They're not alphabetical or reverse alphabetical. They're organized by priority category. And the spreadsheet at the front also groups the agencies by priority category, with the exception of the top three, which were applications that they were agencies currently funded that didn't apply for funding for the next cycle. So just so you could see for comparison. Did you say 29? That's the first. Yeah, the first priority category. And we would still ask, obviously you can do this any way you choose, but we would still ask for a decision per program, because there are only 20, so it's not as bad as it could be. But we wanted to keep them in priority categories so that you could see the relationships between them. I think it's real important to us this year that all the funded programs have some relationship to other programs doing a similar service. And then there are some new or new-ish projects in here. So,
for the record, we should read these.
Where does the motion start? The motion is the last line
okay,
in
so
each.
So we really just need to read the motion. Okay. So that nobody gets hoarse, should we take turns like we did last year? Would you like to start, Joyce?
The first one is for Rosecrans Central Illinois, Coordination of Services, DDMI. Motion to approve funding of $35,150 for Rosecrans Central Illinois Coordination of Services, DDMI, as presented in this memorandum.
Second. Discussion?
I'm just gonna ask a question about in the packet, reading the part about not having someone available for the first, I believe it was 6 months, but I'm not sure. At any rate, could you give us an explanation of whether or not they will be refunding any of that money?
The answer to the agency response to that question was that they were covering the services with other staff. So typically at the end of the year, Rosecrans and a couple of other agencies just automatically look at their fourth quarter reports and then send back excess revenue. Not everybody does. Some have to wait till the audit or until we ask, but Rosecrans has a good track record of doing that. So I think because we've asked it several times, I trust that they will do that. I think there were some questions during those first 3 to 6 months about even if it was covered, were all of the fires getting put out that had been. I think that because there had been a person on that caseload for a while, that, you know, it was hard to maybe cover all of the eventualities. So that's a different question. I think we had a pretty serious discussion about that at one board meeting. I think that's one of the risks with almost all of the programs that we're funding, that when there's turnover, people actually suffer, even if the agency is trying to cover it. So it was a good warning to everybody, I think.
Stephanie, would you like to call roll?
Joyce Dill.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Deb Roush.
Aye. Motion is approved.
This one is Developmental Services Center Service Coordination, and it's the request was for $423,163. Where motion is to approve $410,838. I assume that the $410,838 means that's the prior year level, and they asked for an increase and we did not grant it. Is that correct?
That's our recommendation.
And why would that be?
The application was largely unchanged from the FY18 application, and we're also during a year when the context for those services is changing a lot. We felt like, you know, just there are not a lot of places to hold back increases, but I felt like in that one it was warranted since it was essentially identical to this year.
When we look at the chart that you provided, it looks to me like that was the only program that did not get what it asked for. Is that correct?
No.
It's not. There's another DSC program that gets less than requested. And this is our recommendation.
Yes.
And then there's a PACE program recommended at less than requested. Kim, are there others? Or is that it? Okay.
And one last question, because it, for me, it goes through all of these. What are we holding any funds back in the event that increased salary from the state allows us, if our agencies have to pay more during this year to maintain their services, have we done anything about reserving any funds to assist with that? Or do we just expect they're going to take whatever increases they have to give away from other programs?
I'm not sure that the DSP wage increase legislation works like that, like requiring a minimum wage floor. I think that it actually causes the state to have to pay more to people. So this, if there is a wage increase, the rates are also increased. So they will get more money if that happens
from the state. To cover what the state covers, but what are we doing about what we cover?
We're already paying more than the state for almost all the services.
Okay. So. Thank you.
Yes. I need to second that motion.
Yeah.
I just did.
Oh, okay. Great. It's been seconded.
Is there discussion beyond what Mike's question, beyond what he posed? Okay. Stephanie?
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Deb
Roush. Aye.
Motion carries. That's that service coordination motion is approved. Okay, the next one under priority and linkage and advocacy for people with IDD is the CCRPC Community Services Decision Support Person-Centered Planning Request. The motion is to approve funding of $119,629 for CCRPC Community Services Decision Support, as presented in this memorandum. Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion? Stephanie?
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Deb Roush.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, the first organization under the Employment Services and Supports priority is United Cerebral Palsy, Land of Lincoln for Vocational Services. The motion is to approve funding of $34,590 for United Cerebral Palsy, Land of Lincoln Vocational Services.
Second. Discussion?
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Deb Roush.
Aye.
Motion is approved.
The next one is Developmental Services Center, Community Choices Employment First. It is to approve funding of $80,000 for a one-year term for Developmental Services Center Employment First, as presented in this memorandum.
Second. Discussion?
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Deb Roush.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Developmental Services Center Connections. Motion to approve funding of $85,000 for Developmental Services Center Connections.
Second.
Discussion?
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Deb Roush.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, the next one, also in Employment Services and Supports priority, Developmental Services Center Community Employment. The motion is to approve funding of $361,370 with a one-year term for DSC Community Employment, as presented in this memorandum.
Second.
Discussion?
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Deb Roush.
Aye.
Motion carries.
The last in the Employment Services and Supports priority is Community Choices, Inc., Customized Employment. Motion to approve funding of $87,000 for Community Choices Incorporated Customized Employment as presented in this memorandum.
Second.
Discussion?
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Deb Rouch.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one is priority of non-work community life and flexible support. PACE, the motion is to approve partial funding of $21,000 for persons assuming control of their environment, PACE, consumer control, and personal support as presented in the memorandum.
Second. Discussion?
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Deb Rouch.
Aye. Motion carries.
Developmental Services Center, Individual and Family Support. The is to approve $404,428.
Second. Discussion?
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Deb Rouch.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next program application is Developmental Services Community First, formerly Integrated / Site-Based Services. The motion is to approve partial funding of $799,000 for a one-year term for DSC's Community First as presented in this memorandum.
Second.
Discussion?
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Deb Rouch.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next is Developmental Services Center Clinical Services. The motion is to approve $174,000 for Developmental Services Clinical Services as presented in this motion, in a memorandum.
Second.
Discussion?
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Deb Rouch.
Aye. The motion is approved.
The next one is Developmental Services Center Apartment Services. Motion to approve funding of $429,861 for Developmental Services Center Apartment Services as presented in the memorandum.
Second.
Discussion?
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Deb Rouch.
Aye. Motion carries.
Developmental Services Center, Family Development Center. I think we're denying at our board so that the Mental Health Board can pick it up. So the motion is to deny.
It's so tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We need to make sure I said it right.
Yes, you're right.
Second.
Discussion?
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Deb Rouch.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, the second application under Comprehensive Services and Supports for Young Children is the Champaign County Head Start, Early Head Start Social Emotional Disabilities Services application. By agreement, the motion is to deny this one also. The request is for $73,605.
Second.
Discussion?
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Deb Rouge.
Aye. Motion carries with the understanding that the Mental Health Board will be funding this program.
That all feels so bad to do that.
I know.
It's awful.
So they won't decide on that until this evening. So it's extra risky, but they had a discussion last week at a study session of both of, and it included both of those programs as part, you know, per their intergovernmental agreement with you, and were supportive of that. So hopefully that's still the case tonight. But if something goes wrong, I think we would probably call you for a special meeting.
Okay.
These are really highly regarded programs, and they're both functioning really well right now, so don't want to lose them.
The next priority is self-advocacy and family support organizations. The first organization under this priority is Persons Assuming Control of Their Environment, PACE, Opportunities for Independence. The motion is to approve funding of $49,000 for Persons Assuming Control of Their Environment, Opportunities for Independence, as presented in this memorandum.
Second. Discussion?
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Deb Rouge.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one is Community Choices Self-Determination Support. The motion is to approve funding of $116,000 for Community Choices Self-Determination Support as presented in the memorandum.
Second.
Discussion.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Deb Rouge.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Motion carries.
The Champaign County Down Syndrome Network. Motion to approve funding at $15,000.
Second.
Discussion.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Deb Rouge.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, the next one is CU Able Community Outreach. The request is for $15,285, and the motion is to approve funding for such as presented in this memorandum.
Second.
Discussion?
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Deb Rouge.
Aye. Motion is approved.
Okay, and the final priority, expansion of independent community residential opportunities. The first organization is Community Choices, Inc. and for Community Living. The motion is to approve $72,500 as presented in the memorandum.
Second. Discussion?
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Deb Rouge.
Aye. Motion carries.
This one is important. This one is one more.
Yeah. Motion to authorize the executive director to implement contract maximum reductions as described in the special notification concerning FY19 awards section of this memorandum.
Second.
Discussion? Okay. Stephanie?
Mike Smith.
Aye.
Joyce Still.
Aye.
Cheryl Hanley Maxwell.
Aye.
Deb Rouge.
Aye. Motion is approved.
Can I make a comment on that?
Sure.
Some people here already know that I spent kind of an unbelievable amount of time with revenue projections and budget figures to get. I think we wanted this year to spend as much money as we could because that we're fully staffed now and everybody's really knows how to do their jobs and able to provide support to agencies. So if things happen this year where agencies need a little bit of extra technical assistance, or if we need to revise any reports, we're really in a good position to do that. So the idea was, if we don't fund it, we can't fix it. And so it's probably not likely that we would find ourselves in the position of having to do any contract maximum reductions this year. But because of the way I did this, it's very possible that next year at this time, the board will be making tougher decisions, that there will be less money to go around. This was just, I felt like we're finally in a really good position to take on all of this. So I don't think we're going to have to use this the special notification clause, but there was one year where that happened. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, maybe 10 years, 9 years ago. So we hope never to implement that again.
Okay, moving on, under new business, item C, we have successes and other agency information. Does anybody have anything to share today? Morning.
Good morning. I'm Becca from Community Choices, Becca Obachowski. Just change the focus for a moment. I was really excited last night with the In Project, which is a grant that we have funded through the Illinois Council on Developmental Disabilities. We were able to present to the Promise Healthcare Board a guide of some suggestions that to help improve the sort of the interactions and relationships between healthcare professionals and people with disabilities. So we broke it down into three goals that our advisory board of self-advocates created, things that the patient themselves can do, things that the healthcare professional can do, and then things that the support person could do. So they were all very excited to hear from us, and we're going to be presenting to their staff later this summer. But they were very eager to kind of hear the perspective of people with disabilities, and it felt like a very big success to us. So I wanted to share that with you all.
That's a really great initiative. Sounds good. Thanks.
excuse me, Dale Morrissey with DSE. First of all, it just really doesn't go under successes, but I didn't think it was appropriate before you made decisions to thank you for all your hard work, both the staff and the board members. I just want to let you know that we don't take it for granted, and you know we don't take it lightly. We really appreciate the support. From successes, we do have CQL come in. They came in yesterday, and they're going to be here all week, and so it's hard to believe that we've finished our first 4 years, and now we're going to be talking about the next steps. What do we do the next 4 years to continue our efforts to make people more and more involved in the community and keep moving forward in that. And so, and then the final thing I want to do is, besides thank all the current board members for all the stuff you've done and all the hours you put in all the time, I'm not sure whether Joyce and Mike will be here for their June meeting, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank them for all their efforts to be not only founding board members, but also founding members that got this organization going in the first place. And again, thank you so much.
So you can speak for yourself. I think this is our 14th cycle. And as Dale just reminded us, Joyce and I were here for the first one, and this will be our last, I think. An awful lot of good people have come to these meetings and assisted in the decisions that staff has helped us make. And over the years, the pride of knowing how many people got services that would not have gotten them if this board didn't exist and the citizens of the county didn't pay the tax that they agreed to pay. It is remarkable, and it has been a pleasure. And I think maybe I said one time it was the happiest day of my life when we gave away the first ones. But I think as I look back and think about what we've accomplished as a group, whether it was three of us or five of us, pretty remarkable for everybody to be able to come together no matter what our directions were and pull in the same direction and pull together. It was not for us. It was not for you. It was for our clients. That's it for me.
Now me. When this board came about, one of the best things that we ever did was that very first funding cycle. Like Mike said, it was probably one of the best days of my life as well to be able to do that. As time goes on, things get a little more complicated. I think that as a group, we all want the same thing. We want good services, which I think we have. We want better services, which I think we will keep pushing for. But it has been a real honor for me to be on this board. And the history of my family is pretty much the history of service in this county. And it's just not me thanking you. It is our whole family thanking you for all of your work, for all of your time, for all of your caring. And there's nothing more I can say than that, but just thank you.
Well, I just want to thank you both. I want to thank you both more than anything for being such fabulous models of people who really care, and it shows. It shows in everything that you say and do on this board. And as such a newbie, that's the best model you could have been for me when I started this journey. So thank you both. Okay. Old business. Item A, agency third quarter reports are on pages 38 to 80. Kind of a long read. Any comments about any of that?
This is, I don't know, if Kim, if you feel like saying anything about this, but this was a really good day for us when we had day-to-day, because we felt like the third quarter data was really pretty solid. People worked really hard to get this done right, and there were only a few little things that maybe required tweaks. But, you know, the Mental Health Board has spent a lot of time working on outcomes, measures of outcomes. But for a lot of the services that you fund, outputs are actually a really valuable measure. And so these are mostly measures of how many people were served, how many hours of service were provided. And then there's, in the end, I think the last page, is that right, is the one that, or maybe it's, yeah, it's third to last. There's a pie chart. This is one the Mental Health Board traditionally sees, but this is the percentage of your funding per priority category. So this was really exciting for us. I don't know that we have that one quarter is enough data to really do anything else with, like recommend. You know, it's not enough for recommendations. The third quarter also includes some cold winter months when people are sick or they don't take services. So it's not, I think we're going to be maybe much more likely to use this for planning when we have a whole year of data. Anyway.
Okay, item B, meeting schedules. They're on pages 81 to 84. And the allocation process timeline are included in the packet for information. As always, our extensive list of acronyms is on page 85 and 86. Moving on to item 10, CCMHB input. Lynn already mentioned their meeting tonight, and they've been kind of really working hard on their decisions, and that should all be completed tonight, you think, right? Okay.
You might get a desperate email or phone call from me in the morning if something goes wrong with the two early childhood programs. But yeah, they've been looking pretty deeply into the applications, so I'm hopeful it goes well tonight.
Well, that moves right into your report. Do you have a report?
I've done it. I just wanted to mention when we were going through the decisions that you might see some of the reason we grouped per priority area is to create like some very specific relationships. Like one thing we would like to do this year is if we have money at the end of the year and there is no time to run a second grant process, I mean, that's sustaining one allocation cycle is enough. It's hard enough. So if there's money left over, we were thinking that a really great investment might be in a training that's open to all of the funded agencies and even other providers and where they could get CEUs if they use them. So one of the special provisions is for the employment providers to talk to each other about what might be valuable to them and then tell us, and then we would, you know, if we have the money to host it. Sometimes we have money by underspending in other places in our budget. So, you know, this fund wasn't set up to save money. It was set up to spend it. So if we can identify a training of value that way, we would like to do that. I think there are other special provisions for more general collaboration, especially for those programs which have case managers who kind of need to know everything about all the services as soon as something changes. So it's very important for them to work together. I think those were the main things I wanted to tell you about as we went through the D-memo. And then otherwise, it's, you know, sounds like next month you two won't be here, but maybe you can watch it on TV. But we will have two presentations that could be really interesting. One is on the expo, and the other is on the results of the individual needs assessment surveys that we had online, and then there were some people filled them out on paper too. So we're ready to see the results of that. So I hope you come or just watch it on TV.
Okay, thanks, Lynn. Staff consultant reports. Staff/consultant reports are on pages 87 to 92. Does any of the staff want to report on their reports?
If anyone has any questions.
Okay, Chandra. I don't know if we have any other board announcements. I think we've pretty much covered it, but am I wrong? Anybody have anything else to contribute? Okay, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.